Accession number 18441, real one.
Mr. Smith, room 1, where were you born, please?
I was born at North Warnborough, near Odium.
This is in Hampshire, isn't it?
Hampshire, yes.
Which year was this?
In 1930.
Did you grow up and have your schooling in North Warnborough?
Partly in Odium to start off with, and then I went to Long Sutton Village School.
How old were you when you left there?
14.
In 1944?
14, yes.
Did the war affect you very much in that village?
Well, it did. There was some bombing around there that hit one or two of the houses. But mainly, not too bad.
What do you think the Germans were aiming at?
Odium Aerodrome, I should say.
So, which village did the bombs land in? North Warnborough?
No, some in South Warnborough. In sentry bombs, and other bombs in Odium, which a relation of mine was killed there, actually.
Do you remember any particular streets or houses that were hit?
Yes. There was a builder's yard there. His house was hit. I can't think of his name at the moment.
Do you remember the name of the street?
Well, High Street, Odium. Mm-hmm.
When the raids came, did you take shelter in an air raid shelter?
Oh, no. No, I wasn't actually in Odium when the bombing took place. But it did happen there, and, you know.
No. Did you go short of food because of rationing during the Second World War?
Well, yes, we did. We couldn't get just what we wanted. But we managed with rabbits and one thing and the other, you know, from around the countryside. Yeah.
How did you catch the rabbits?
Well, catapults mainly. Guns. Father had a gun.
Mm-hmm. Was it easy to kill a rabbit with a catapult?
Oh, with experience, yes. Yeah.
What did you do, sneak up on them?
Oh, yes, in the woods and undergrowth.
Mm. So, did you ever go hungry during the Second World War?
Not really hungry, no. I couldn't say we were not starving, but we were a wee bit low.
Did you get undernourished?
No, I don't think so.
Was your education much affected by the war, do you think?
No, not at all, no.
What about evacuees? Did you have any of them in the area?
Yeah, there were some in the area, yes.
Any in your home?
No. No, not in my home, no.
How did the evacuees get on with the local children?
Oh, very well. Yes, they got on very well.
Where did they come from?
London, mainly.
Were they any different from the local children?
Well, no, not really. They were just their... accent perhaps a little different, but not too much difference, no. We all got on well.
What about prisoners of war? Were there any of those in the area?
Yes, there were, yes. There was Italian prisoners of war that were allowed to come out because they were selected prisoners, you know, working on the farms.
What were they like?
Pardon?
What were they like?
They were quite good, really. We all got on reasonably well. Yeah.
Was there any trouble from them?
No trouble at all, no. No, they were selected prisoners, and they were allowed to come out and stay on the farms.
Did they have much freedom?
Well, as much as they could be allowed. I don't really ever remember them going to cinemas or anything of that sort. But they were free to free in the village, should I say, at South Warmborough.
Did anybody make friends with them?
Well, we all used to speak to them, yes. But I say friends, well, perhaps not friends, but we spoke to them, yes.
Any German POWs?
Yeah, there was one that married a local girl at South Warmborough, but that was after the war, and he must have stayed, preferred to stay in this country.
Were there many troops or RAF personnel in the area?
RAF, yes, quite a lot, and Canadian troops stationed on the borders of the airport, aerodrome, and also D-Day, just before D-Day, there were troops all in the woods and so on, with Bren gun carriers and what have you, infantrymen mainly. Yeah.
Was there ever any trouble from the troops?
No. Well, they weren't there all that long, and then, of course, they were moved on to dock areas.
Were there any celebrations in your area when the war came to an end?
Oh, yes. Nothing too great, but it was, it was celebrated, yes.
What did the celebrations consist of?
Well, we all joined in and had dancing and a wee party on the village street, yeah. That's about all.
How did you come to be in the army yourself?
Well, at 17, my father was a soldier, and I thought, well, I'll try this one on. I fancied going into the army, so I went to Reading and joined from there.
Was it easy to get into the army?
No trouble at all. I was fit and everything was all right. Then I went to Winchester from there.
To do basic training?
Basic training, yes, at Winchester. And then from Winchester to Bulford, continuation training.
What was the basic training like?
Oh, not too bad. I didn't find it too bad. Some chappies didn't go too much on it, but... I suppose my father being a soldier, I knew what to expect, you know. It wasn't too bad.
How did the people in charge of the basic training treat you?
With a discipline, but with respect. Yeah.
So they didn't treat the recruits abusively?
No. There were times when they got CB, like most, to get them to do things right, punishment, but not punishment that's severe punishment, no.
Did you get punished yourself?
Yeah, I did a few days CB at Winchester.
What was that for?
Well, there was this is a wee bit funny, actually. The another chappie had got CB, and he was sent to the cookhouse, and he was getting good food and everything. He was getting extras. So, another chappie and myself, we decided, well, when they say left turn, we'll turn to the right, and we'll go smartly off the other way. So that's what happened, and then, of course, I ended up with CB, and then we got the extra rations as well. So that was quite something.
Did that mean you were hungry?
Well, when we were training, we used to get and needed a little extra, yes. And that's the way we did it.
And you got the extra rations?
Well, not extra as such, but while working in the cookhouse, we could get hold of a wee bit extra, you know.
So which cap badge did you have at that time?
Oh, the Hampshire. Royal Hampshire.
Where did you do the continuation training?
Bulford.
Were you happy to be in the Hampshires?
No, I didn't mind. You know, the Hampshires were all right, but that was just for training. And then I moved on to Austria then to the Dorset Regiment.
Why did you get changed from the Hampshires to the Dorset?
Well, that was my own doings. I felt I would like to go abroad, or go to Austria, actually, because the Hampshires were coming back home at that time.
Why did you want to go abroad?
Well, I suppose looking for a little bit more excitement, something happening, something different.
Was this the 1st Battalion of the Dorsets?
1st Battalion, yes.
Where did you join them in Austria?
Volkermarkt.
Where?
Volkermarkt.
Where is that near?
Near Klagenfurt, that's nearest big town.
How did you travel out there?
By train, a Medlock Sea, I think it was. No, it wasn't Medlock Sea, I believe, at that time. And then by truck to Klagenfurt and Volkermarkt.
How were the troops accommodated there?
Well, in ex-government German barracks. But they were quite good. Wooden barracks.
Which year was this that you joined the Dorset?
48. Beginning of 48, yes.
What kind of duties were the Dorsets carrying out in the Klagenfurt area?
Well, they were doing patrols on the Yugoslav border. And also, occasionally, they would go to Vienna to do guards there on Schönbrunn Palace for a stay there, and then come back again to Volkermarkt or whatever other station they were put to.
Did you go out on these patrols on the border yourself?
Yes, I did. Yes, once or twice. Yes.
What happened to you on the patrol?
Well, nothing. It was all quiet, and that was quite good. Nothing serious now.
Did you patrol the countryside or in towns?
Oh, countryside, yes. Yes.
Did you see anything of the Yugoslavs?
No, not when I was there, no. No.
How did you get on with the local Austrian civilians?
Oh, all right, yes, all very good.
So, were there any ill feelings because of the war?
If there was, it wasn't shown. Now, the only thing I can say, there was one chap was saying about the German army was better than the British army. He worked in the ration stores office. And we didn't go too much on that one, but otherwise, no.
Did anybody do anything to him because of saying that?
Well, they did, yes.
What did they do?
Well, he got ducked up, if we to put it mildly, but nothing was done about it.
You mean somebody punched him?
Yes, yes.
Just one man?
Yes, yeah.
Did he retaliate?
And there was an officer who came, in, looked around the door, and he saw what was happening, and he shot off because he'd had enough of him himself. So that was kept quiet.
In what way had he had enough of him?
Well, saying these things about the British Army. He was working in the office, and where this officer was. And of course, time to time he came out with these things, and he wasn't liked too much.
So he was working for the Dorsets?
Yes. Yeah, civilian. We had civilians working in displaced persons in the camp, you see.
Was he an Austrian?
Yes, that one was an Austrian. Yes, he was.
Had he been in the German army himself?
No, I don't think so. No, he was too young, I think.
Did he fight back?
Not very well, no.
Did any of the Dorsets marry any of the local women?
Yes, I think one or two did. One or two, yes. Well, they lived out in married quarters then. Well, married quarters, not married quarters as such, where the wives came from. Down near Klapina, see.
And so the regiment was happy about that, were they?
I never ever heard anything said against it, no.
Were you glad to have done your service in Austria?
Yes, I was, yes. Yes, very enjoyable.
How long did it last for?
Oh, about just over a year, I think.
48, 49?
Yes.
Any other incidents that happened to you in Austria?
Nothing that I can recall just at the moment. No.
And when you finished in Austria, what happened to you then?
Well, then I transferred to the Wiltshire Regiment, which they were calling for volunteers to go to Malaya. So again, we thought, well, we'll have a change, myself and some friends, and we transferred to the Wiltshire Regiment.
Why did you want to go to Malaya?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer. I suppose again, it was for the experience and the for the. What can I say? Just looking for something different, I suppose.
Weren't you nervous about the fighting there?
No. No.
Why not?
Wasn't. Well, the British Army was trained. They train you to think, well, you're the best army in the world, and you can do this and do that. So those sort of things doesn't come into it then.
Did you go with the Wiltshires to Malaya?
Yes, we went to Singapore, we docked at Singapore, and then a message came through that another regiment had moved from Hong Kong and we were to take their place. So the regiment that were at Singapore at that time had to stay, and we went on then to Hong Kong, or up into the new territories.
So the Wiltshires didn't in fact operate in Malaya?
No, they didn't, no. They had moved on then to Hong Kong.
They moved from Singapore to Hong Kong immediately?
Yes, yes.
Was the battalion disappointed at not serving in the jungle in Malaya?
Not particularly, no. They just moved on and went under canvas up in the new territories.
What was it like under canvas in the new territories?
Oh, it was quite good. Weather wasn't too bad at that time.
Is this 1949?
Yes. 49 coming towards 50.
What kind of duties do the Wiltshires have in the new territories?
Well, we had to, we do patrols, along the borders there. Nothing outstanding that we could speak of. We did our training around the mountainside there. Yes, there's nothing outstanding.
Were there any problems from the Chinese?
No.
What was it like serving in Hong Kong?
Quite good. It was quite hot at times, but not unduly out of the way. No.
Any contact with the civilians there?
Well, we had civilians working again around the camp. A few.
How did you get on with them?
Well, we didn't have much to do with them, really. We saw them about there, doing the electricity and things like that. Not a lot to do with them, no.
Did you ever have any trouble with them?
No.
Which did you prefer, service in Hong Kong or service in Austria?
Austria.
Why?
Those are much better, much better conditions. The atmosphere, everything there was better, I should say.
What do you mean by the atmosphere, the climate?
Well, the climate, yes, the climate, I should have said.
Why were your living conditions worse in Hong Kong?
Well, I don't say they were bad. The living conditions weren't bad. It was just the place itself, I think.
How did you come to leave Hong Kong?
Well, again, there was some National Service boys sent out to Hong Kong at that time to the Wiltshire Regiment. And they were going to be transferred to Korea. And we thought, well, myself and a group of other chappies, thought, well, it's not fair that they should be sent out there and they haven't had any training. You know, they'd just done their main, their basic training back here, and they hadn't had any further training. So, and then the CO said, well, all right, if you prepared to go in place of some of them, well, then so be it.
Did you want to go to Korea?
Well, again, I think we were looking for excitement and so on, young chappies, and away we went, apart from the other young fellows who had been sent to Hong Kong. And we're going to Korea, too young, and they haven't had the training.
So you volunteered to transfer to the Gloucesters?
Yes, and I transferred to the Gloucesters then, yes.
How did you get to Korea?
Well, I went to Japan, to Kyrie, and then we stayed there for a few days. And then we were shipped over to Busan in Korea, South Korea.
Can you give us some details of what happened to you in Japan before you
went? Oh, yeah, I had drinks and a gay time, quite a good time, yeah, in the camp, that was. And then we just moved on. Yeah, there was nothing really outstanding that I could speak of.
Was this just a group of reinforcements?
Yeah, that's a group of reinforcements, yes. There was already troops there. There were some troops there in Curie that were running the camp, but we were just reinforcements, that's right.
From the Wiltshires?
Yes, yes.
Where did you arrive in Korea?
Oh, Busan. And then we were took to a transit camp, and from there by truck up to up through South Korea.
What were your first impressions of Korea?
Well, at night I can remember the Seoul being fires all around different places in Seoul. What they were there for, I don't know. But anyhow, then we went north of Seoul. And we were put into orchard, and that night We covered over with our ponchos, which was the sheet. And next morning they were all froze. The sheets were frozen, which was quite a surprise.
Which month was this then?
Must have been about March.
1951?
Yeah. Yep. Towards the end of March.
What else do you remember?
Well, then next morning, as I say, we got up and it was frozen there. And then we moved on that same day. Went up to the battalion HQ, Gloucester Battalion.
Which company, platoon and section were you put in?
Well, then I went to D Company.
Do you remember the platoon?
Yes, 12th platoon.
And the section?
Pardon?
And the section?
No, I can't remember what section, actually. But I was on a brain gun there.
Were you familiar with the brain gun?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I'd been well trained.
Who were the officers and NCOs in charge of you in 12th platoon and D Company?
Well, 12th platoon was Lieutenant Oldsworth. But the other ones, I'm not prepared to say for sure.
Were you happy with the Gloucesters after the
Yes.
Were they any different from the other regiments you'd been in?
Well, I think I preferred the Dorsets, really, but then that was more... I was with them in different conditions, shall we say. But the Gloucesters were all right, no trouble, good. Yes, and lots of them were old reservists.
On the day in which you arrived at the battalion, what did you do?
Well, we were sorted out from battalion HQ and the names and so on, and detailed off for our what companies we wanted to go to, and I say D Company.
Did you know anybody in D Company?
Oh, yes. I had one chap, he came from locally round this area where I live now, and he came with me to D Company.
What kind of duties did you have at first with the Gloucesters?
Well, the first thing I can remember there the first day, there were some chappies that evening was going out on patrol, and they were rather tired. They'd been rather put to it. And I decided to go take one of them's place and go out on this listening patrol. So that was the start of my experience with the Gloucesters.
What do you remember about the listening patrol?
Well, we sat there in an hollow for all night, and nothing happened, thank goodness. But then we were, we had flares and so on there. If anything happened, we were to put up a flare, and then we knew what track we had to take out, because anti-personnel mines and things were planted about there. Yeah.
Couldn't you hear anything?
No, nothing particular at that time. No. Yeah.
What did you think to the country?
Well, rather rugged, but